Cattle futures trade higher again with a mostly positive day in grains and oil seeds on Wednesday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for our market wrap-up, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, starting with the grain and oil seed trade on Wednesday, a mostly positive day. Chicago wheat, the upside leader, giving us a decent reversal off contract lows there. Corn and soybeans, though, kind of just feel like they're chopping around a little bit. What are you tracking in the grains and oil seeds here at midweek?
Yeah, we were down yesterday, so we must be up today. That's kind of the story here. We're kind of trading within the recent trading range. We saw the initial reaction to last week's crop report. Soybeans have since pulled back and consolidating just below those highs. Corn had rallied and from those lows and now is consolidating following that short rally that we had. Watching the tour results kind of confirming that big crops out there, not really a lot of evidence at this point to indicate that they're larger than what has been indicated to this point, than what's been priced into the market. But at the same time, still lacking evidence as we go into these last couple of days in the best looking crops of the tour that it's going to be significantly smaller. That's still possible, but we still don't see a lot of evidence of it. So we're kind of consolidating in here, get past this week, and we can start focusing a little bit more on the demand side of the balance sheet.
You know, I know the American Soybean Association came out with a letter on Tuesday calling on the administration to prioritize soybean exports and soybean trade with China in their negotiations. And by all accounts, it sounds like we're going to be waiting to see more movement on a U.S.-China trade deal. I know Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's been talking about that here in recent days. But I know that this soybean conversation, it's a tough one when China is not in the U.S. market. And I know folks are looking for other avenues for soybean exports and soybean demand right now, Arlen.
Well, you're exactly right. When we look at the soybean situation, we anticipate strong demand. We hope to be able to get a clarity on the small refinery exemptions and even possibly the RVOs or the blending requirements, maybe even by Labor Day, although it's possible we'll have to wait a little bit longer for that. But we anticipate strong domestic demand, but we need those exports. And last year, we exported roughly 1 out of 5 bushels that we produced to China specifically. So far, China hasn't bought a bushel, according to the records that we have to this point. And so will they be coming, or will they continue simply to buy South American soybeans? And that's the key question we need answers to. And we're probably going to take a trade deal that forces them to buy from us to do that. But like you said, Secretary Bessent said they're very content at the White House right now with the status quo. And the next meeting probably happening before November 10th when the current suspension of the high tariff rates ends. But the major focus on that will probably be to renew the agreement for China to send rare earth minerals to the United States in exchange for chips that they desire. Could commodities be added to that? Yes, but that's awfully late in the game, and it's very rare to get an agreement and before the deadline because both sides want to use that deadline as leverage for them to do so, November 10th being that deadline now. So by then, we'll be largely through the bulk of the fall export season, and China will be looking forward to the new crop supplies from Brazil starting in January.
On the outside markets, continued chatter over the Federal Reserve and potential rate cuts. Wall Street watching this closely. The president watching this as well. We got the Jackson Hole Symposium, Fed Chair Powell's comments on Friday. What are you tracking with all of this surrounding the Federal Reserve and the outside markets here this week?
Remember going to meetings sometimes where someone said, who's going to take the minutes of the meeting? And you think, well, nobody reads those minutes anyway. Well, that becomes an issue today when we get the minutes of the July Federal Reserve meeting released. And the market is watching to see if we know there were 2 dissenting voters who wanted to, from the last July meeting of the Fed, who wanted to see earlier rate cuts. Were there more who simply gave in to go along with Fed Chair Powell or were there not? Is it just those two, or are there more who are leaning toward cuts as well? That's what they'll be watching for in those minutes when they come out this afternoon to give the market some sense of it. And then, of course, we have Fed Chair Powell's comments coming on Friday morning from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Will he throw cold water on hopes for 2 or 3 rate cuts the rest of the year, or will he kind of fuel those speculations that we'll have a more aggressive rate cut? That is going to provide a lot of guidance for the outside markets going forward as we end the week.
Livestock trade, let's wrap up there. More strength in cattle futures again here at midweek. Hogs are mixed to lower. Haven't seen much activity on the cash cattle market yet this week. What's your thoughts on this protein sector overall, Arlen?
New contract highs for the October contract this morning. We're continuing the cycle, looks like, of going to new highs, collapsing because of the fear, oh no, we're getting into rare air, we're going to lose the consumer, but then the cash market pulls us back up. How many of these cycles will we go through is the big question, but for today, we can say we're going through another cycle with new contract highs, with choice cutout over $400 per hundredweight.
All right. Once again, that is Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, and that's our market wrap-up for Wednesday, August 20th on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.